from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hostages released by Taliban. Pakistan military announced Thursday it has rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle, along with their three children from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The couple went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for abducting them. The insurgents had been demanding release of their prisoners in exchange for the two hostages, who gave birth to their three children while in captivity. President Trump talked about the hostage release.
We hope to see this type of cooperation and teamwork in helping secure the release of remaining hostages and in our future joint counterterrorism operations.
In their last video message released in December of 2016, Coleman and Boyle urged then-President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate with the Taliban to secure their release.
El Consejo de Ministros
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy on Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. He demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional President Carles Puigdemont on Tuesday announced that he had a mandate to do so, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government has been given until Monday to respond. If independence was declared, it's being given another 3 days to reverse course. Stuart King of Monash University talked about the prime minister's decision.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement in the Catalan parliament.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. This is VOA News. Negotiators for the rival Palestinian Fatah and Hamas factions signed an agreement in Cairo on Thursday, sealing a reconciliation deal which has eluded the parties during multiple rounds of talks since a 2007 split. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo for VOA.
Top Palestinian negotiators from the Fatah and Hamas factions smiled and shook hands under the watchful gaze of Egyptian officials as they agreed to a reconciliation deal following a 10-year schism. Fatah's lead negotiator, Azam Ahmed, told reporters after the ceremony that the agreement's key element is the resumption of control by a Palestinian unity government over Gaza. He says the parties have agreed that the legitimate Palestinian unity government will function normally, taking up its official role according to the law. Arab media also reported that Israeli officials met with their Egyptian counterparts during the negotiations to press Hamas to agree to a prisoner swap. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Another round of talks between Fatah and Hamas is expected to take place in Cairo before the end of October to decide on the logistics of holding expected presidential and parliamentary elections next year. President Trump, frustrated by congressional failures to overhaul national health care policies, signed an executive order on Thursday aimed at making lower-cost, reduced-benefit health insurance more readily accessible for consumers. Trump staged a White House event with small business owners who could benefit from his order. The White House says it is likely to encourage creation of an array of cheap insurance plans that do not have to comply with existing consumer protection and benefit rules, mandating that certain types of medical care, including mental health and delivery of babies, be included in insurance policies sold in the U.S. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 23, as firefighters faced with high winds and low humidity battle out of control of wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, most serious, and it's not over.
Ken Pimlott is the director of Cal Fire.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions, very dry humidities, 8% in many locations. And winds that are surfacing out of the north, in some places 40 miles an hour.
Firefighters continue to struggle to strengthen fire containment lines in an effort to stem the fire's advance. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.